TP? Hey,
third downs. I mean, what where do you start?
Yeah, I mean, I just think, again, it's a, you know, well, it'll be an area of emphasis. You know, it's certainly unacceptable, and we've had 2 weeks there. You know, it's been pointed out, especially in the first half, you know, we were 0 for 6 to start the game 2 weeks ago and finished 2 of 3 in the second half, and then certainly last week we went 0 of 8. So it'll be an emphasis here as we finish the regular season. We spent two extra periods on it today, and we'll do the same tomorrow.
Is that like an extra period? Is that like 5 plays or?
At the end of the practice, it was a 5 play specialty period at the end of practice, and then during the course of the practice, we had an 8 play period.
Part of that third down, he had a lot of third and longs.
Yeah.
You just have to get better.
Yeah, that's part of it. Again, we always talk about staying on schedule. And again, we went from, to discuss today, we went from the week previous game. We had only one third down that was 7 or more, and then this game was opposite, you know, so. We've got to do a better job of staying on schedule, being aware, obviously, of first and second down to get us into those third down manageable situations.
When you're looking for at a quarterback, what are some of the things you look for to see if the guy's got a tired arm or dead arm?
I just think the mechanics. Yeah, you're always going to look at his mechanics. And in Blake's case, you know, we've got a little bit of a foundation somewhat to look at from a year ago when his arm got tired. And a lot of it came from you could tell from his release point, but also how the body and lower body are timing out together. You can always tell strain on the arm based upon that, the upper body and lower body working together. So the takeaway as well had been an issue for him a year ago, so we're always aware of the takeaway.
He said earlier, no trouble with that.
Yeah, it's much better, much better. And I think you'll always have a little bit, there'll be a little bit of fatigue on every quarterback throughout the league. We always talk about preventive maintenance to try to limit that as much as possible. Haven't really noticed noticeable fatigue, and we'll continue to monitor that, you know, as we finish up.
Gus mentioned on Monday the slow starts again. Not a lot of points in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Have you beaten your head against the wall a little bit? What else?
We look at that all the time. As I said, we always meet on openers, and we take a lot of input. We look at it. We do a lot of it's based upon, as I said early on, the quarterback's what he's most comfortable with and what we're doing. So we'll continue to, you know, find ways to, as we research it, and to find out what is the reason for the slow starts. And certainly third downs have been a big part, especially the last 2 weeks. And so if we can convert some of those third downs early on, then certainly they got a chance to lead to some scores. But we'll always look at that in terms of our, in what we're doing as a coaching staff, in terms of deciding upon openers and how we go about choosing our opening plays. We take a lot of input. Again, we take input from the running backs. They're kind of runs that they feel most comfortable with early in the week. We talk with the offensive line and offensive line coaches. And so there's a lot of input there from everybody that goes into that. And we'll just, again, continue to research it and try to find a better way.
Allen Robinson didn't get voted in, but he's first alternate. How rewarding or?
Yeah, you know, it's rewarding. For Allen's case, you know, we've obviously could be somewhat biased, but we feel very strongly about Allen's season and the season that he had this year. And certainly a number of players that were chosen to be there, obviously good choice. And certainly deserving of it. We felt like we had a wide receiver here that is deserving as well. And so the good thing, Allen Robinson, he'll continue to work. He's a young player. He'll have more opportunities in the future. So we're excited again. As we said last week, we don't think that he's reached his ceiling. We think the player can get a lot better, and we're excited about his future.
Having been here before, though, it is small market and losing kind of work against
sure.
him, something like that.
Sure, there's no question. And for all, there's a lot of guys. You know, Paul Posluszny has been a player here for a long time that's probably deserving of more accolades than he's gained over his career. But, you know, hopefully, that, like you said, winning, turning this thing around, brings a lot more notoriety to your franchise, and we're continuing that path.
Dennis Allen worked for him. Obviously, do you see what his stamp has been on this season?
Yeah, we're seeing familiarity from what they're at in New Orleans, and I had a chance to go against him when I was in Tampa Bay, go against the Saints. So, you know, there are some things there that recognize from not only New Orleans, but also in what we were doing in Oakland. So, and, you know, it was no different than last week playing Raheem Morris in Atlanta. You know, I had 2 weeks in a row of playing a former head coach at a worked under.
Dennis took over midseason. You had to do that. How difficult is that?
Extremely difficult. And it's really difficult to put your stamp on it, but there are some things that, you know, that we've noticed just in the four games that he's taken over. And then, we've broken down, obviously, their season with Rob Ryan as a coordinator. And then we've broken it down in the time since Dennis so that we've got a good feeling statistically of the things that have changed. And if there are dramatic changes, then work to address those.
As an offensive coordinator, when you see a defense that's struggling in a certain aspect of their game, how hard is it for you to stay balanced?
There's no question with that. When you see a team that may struggle with that is really good at rushing defense, do you really want to go in with a big rushing plan? And I think we're very well aware of that in game planning. And I would never like to feel like I'm the type of coordinator that's going to beat my head against the wall just to prove a point that we can stay balanced. We'll try to, again, find the weaknesses in the defenses that we're playing and try to exploit those weaknesses with the talent that we have. But all the time when we go in on a game plan on Wednesday and explain it to the team, where it's always about us. We say this is about us. It's really not about where they are and where they rate in terms of their rushing defense, passing defense, scoring defense. It's about us going out and executing our plan every given series.
The Saints have had a lot of penalties in their secondary. Is that something where you stress to be?
Not really. Again, same thing as we say. It's about us more than anything else. Just go out and let's play our game. And if those penalties fall our ways, but you can't count on those type of things. You know, just go out and play the position the best that you can play it to your abilities. And our job again is to go out, execute, and to score points.
How much pride do you take in Drew's longevity?
Certainly, real proud. You know, and it's amazing how fast the time has gone that he got it. He and I both came in the league together in the same year, so it really doesn't seem that long ago that I was coaching at Purdue and there in the part of the recruiting process and being a part of him going through those years at Purdue. But certainly very proud of his accomplishments. He's a great player. Will go down as one of the greatest quarterbacks to play in the league. So certainly proud of him. But we've got a job to do this Sunday, and that's to find a way to beat him.
It's kind of interesting that their last drive in the fourth quarter shows what our team could do with the lead. They kept running the ball and you were stuck in them, but they just got better anyway.
Yeah.
You know, when the clock ran down and that type of thing.
Yeah, you can, certainly that's when you're looking for balance, a lot of times it'll balance up that way when you have a team. It's much easier in those situations. We've had a number of situations. We've been in a number of tight football games throughout the season. We've been in a number of two-minute situations, not only at the end of the game, but at halftime. So that obviously will increase your throwing attempts. But it's a good feeling when you're up on a team and you can get into that run mode and consistently win and be efficient in running the football in those situations.
Interception at the end of the first half. When you watched it, what did you see?
Kind of what we saw on the field, really it's a play, it's designed. We had two fade balls really, called with a possible rub inside versus a zone coverage. They came out in a zone coverage, but they still played a single high on the backside to A-Rob. So, we gotta do a better job to me of, coaching the play, really more than anything. Coaching the matchup on the backside's gotta do a better job with that. We gotta do a better job of coaching the inside receiver on the rub play if they do play zone, the importance of the rub play inside. So we've just gotta do a better job of coaching the details on that play.
So what would you like to see happen?
I'd like to see somebody have caught it for a touchdown is what I'd like to have seen happen. But, honestly, I think there's a number of choices there. There's a number of choices, but not to, so that everybody else knows what our thoughts are when we get down to 1 yard line, but we had a number of opportunities, a number of different places where it could have gone, but didn't work out that way. Well, yeah, we'd certainly not like to throw an interception. Yeah, that's it. Thank you guys. Yep, thanks.
Merry Christmas, everybody.